Russell Brand, Americans concerned about freedom and democracy should vote for Trump. By David Ng on June 7, 2024. British actor Russell Brand said Americans who are concerned about freedom and democracy should vote for former President Donald Trump in November. In a straight choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, if you care about democracy, if you care about freedom, I don't know how you could do anything other than vote for Donald Trump for precisely the reasons that they claim that you can't, he said in the latest episode of his podcast, an advanced excerpt of which was obtained by Fox News. Russell Brand was interviewing RNC spokeswoman Elizabeth Pipko when the conversation turned to Trump and the election. They act as if a vote for Donald Trump is almost like you're directly voting for Armageddon. Like you see hysterical performances outside of courtrooms, endless MSNBC bombast, Brand said. But I'm starting to think that no, a greater threat to democracy is this kind of technological feudalism that tells you that it cares about you and that it's protecting vulnerable people, all the while increasing censorship, increasing the funding of wars, increasing the division between ordinary Americans. Brand also condemned the Biden administration's weaponization of the legal system against its political opponents. For a long time, Elizabeth, I've been concerned about the snobbery and the contempt and condemnation in which people that support Donald Trump are plainly held by his detractors, Brand said. And this is while you have an administration that's emulating his policies, plagiarizing from Donald Trump, while simultaneously criminalizing him from the weaponization of the legal system. The actor has firsthand experience with political retribution. Brand has come under attack by the hashtag MeTooCancelMob after his videos criticizing the mainstream news media, Big Pharma, and the military-industrial complex drew huge online followings. Various women have accused him of rape and other forms of sexual misconduct, with British police opening a sex crimes investigation. The actor has denied the accusations. After YouTube moved to demonetize his content, Brand said he would post his content primarily on Rumble. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.